We are back. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. It's Eagles 360 time now to take a look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Glenn, as we look at the standings, it has changed. The perspective has changed. The Eagles now down at the bottom of the division. The Cowboys still riding high with a tough game at Pittsburgh this week. Ben Roethlisberger, all the rust off of him. I think the Steelers win that game.
No, that would be nice.
Yeah. But I'm not worried about the Cowboys. They're playing really good football. They're very solid.
Very good football. Here's what's surprising me about the Cowboys is their defense has now climbed into the top 10 of the NFL. I figured this year the defense is going to kill them.
It helps when you've got ball control.
Exactly.
Offense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott runs the ball for 25 minutes a game. It helps the defense a lot. They've been able to do it. The kid quarterback has stood up. They were 0-1, if you remember, after the first game of the year, and looking if they lost to the Giants, and who knew that they would be 7-1. Very scary what's going on there.
Yeah, now the New York Giants have played good football. They've won three straight games. You kind of dismissed those two wins prior to the Eagles game, but they won on Sunday. Eli Manning, four touchdown passes. There are some concerns with the Giants, though. Justin Pugh, their left guard, out for about a month with an injury. Victor Cruz with an ankle injury as well. How good are the Giants, Glenn?
The Giants are very streaky. The Giants won two, lost three, won their next two, and I think they are aided now. I don't think they're that good, but I do think they're aided now by the schedule because the next 3 weeks they got Cincinnati. That's not an easy game. They're a 2.5-point favorite at home. But then Chicago at Cleveland. So you figure they win two of those next three games. That keeps them in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Again, their defense has held up more than I expected it to.
Indeed. And then the Washington Redskins with that tie coming off their bye week here. The Redskins with a schedule that is not – it looked a few weeks ago like it was going to be really tough with Minnesota and Green Bay. All of a sudden, it just doesn't look that tough.
Say they split those two. Then I think they got Dallas after that. And that's
at Dallas. At Arizona.
Yeah, so listen, the whole division is going to be interesting. And I think each of those three teams, not including the Cowboys – but the Eagles, the Giants, and Washington still can contend for a wild card if it plays right. Redskins now lose Trent Williams for 4 weeks on a suspension. That is going to hurt them. And what they need now is Kirk Cousins really kind of giving them the second half that he gave them last year. He's been putting up numbers this year, but he's been inconsistent in crunch time.
Yeah, and Trent Williams, we all learned that when you lose an offensive lineman of that caliber, it can really set your offense back. And, of course, the Eagles, the number that really jumps out at you is 0-3 in the NFC East. It's going to be real hard to win tiebreakers for the Eagles as they look at the playoff picture in the division.
Well, hopefully those December games when you play those three teams.
Come to Philadelphia, guys. We'll see what you
hopefully
got.
Hopefully this team here is healthy, ready, and has some momentum.
And that is our trip around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. One segment to go here on Eagles 360. We set you up for a very busy week ahead. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.